Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com.
In this week's episode, I am talking to the rather lovely Nicola Semple. Hello, Nicola.
Hello, hello.
Nicola joined the Coaching Revolution not that long ago. When did you join us?
It was the first week of June, so we're about a month in.
Right, okay. Okay, so yeah, we are. We're maybe 6 weeks at a push.
Yeah.
And you joined us not just to take our mentoring programme, but also to take the ICF coaching diploma.
Yes. Although I must admit, I wasn't clear at the time that I'd signed up for a coaching diploma. what I was ideally looking for was mentorship. And what I've discovered is that I have mentorship alongside a coaching marketing diploma as well. So that has been an added bonus.
An added bonus. You're going to get a coaching qualification out of it too. Now, let's start by talking about your background, because you were already coaching.
Yeah. So my corporate background is in business change, and I then moved into leadership development. And through all of that work, there was a coaching component. I would never have called myself a coach, but there was a coaching component. And then I became self-employed. I worked as a small business mentor. So again, a coaching component to it, but wouldn't call it a coach. I have then picked up mindset coaching skills over the past few years, that being NLP, timeline therapy, hypnosis, and so was moving more in the coaching direction. And then I'm consolidating that at the moment with my ICF qualification.
Fantastic. So by the time you get to the end of this, you'll be like hugely qualified and have a coaching business.
Yes. Yeah.
How exciting.
Amazing. Yeah.
So one of the things that struck me when we very first spoke, you asked me a really interesting question that nobody has ever asked me before. And it really got me thinking. And to be fair, I'm still thinking about it. It was probably about 8 or 10 weeks since we first spoke. You said to me, is coaching a pyramid scheme? Why were you thinking that?
Because everywhere I look, there are coaches teaching other coaches how to coach. And so I then question what actually happens when the qualified coaches are let loose out into the world. And I guess what I just wanted to check in on was, in the coaching revolution and the people that I was actually going to be working with, were these just coaches teaching other coaches, or were these coaches who were operating in the marketplace?
In the real world. Basically.
In the real world, who were supporting people to do the same thing.
Cool. So now you're 6 weeks in, what are your views on that?
Certainly the mentor that I'm working with absolutely has a thriving coaching business, and the advice and support she's given me so far has been amazing.
And nothing to do with working with other coaches.
No. And actually, part of my motivation for joining the Coaching Revolution was to go back to my corporate roots. So having left corporate quite some time ago and saying, I am never working in corporate again, where I got to at a point in my business, but also in my life, I have been self-employed throughout the whole period that my children have been growing up, but they're now 9 and 12. And I can see the point in the next couple of years where I'm not required in the way that I was before. And actually, it's time for me to get back into those more complex projects, working with larger organisations. And so I've got the corporate experience. I've been there, I've done that, I've lived it and breathed it. But what I now need to shift into is that idea of selling to corporates, and what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And that was my motivation for signing up. And that is the support that I'm getting on a one-to-one basis with my mentor.
Your mentor, Liz, by the way, Liz O'Neill, we have to give her a shout out. She okay, so I just like to interject here, because I have, like, as I said, thought about your comment about the pyramid scheme quite a lot. And one of the things that we teach is about talking to your clients in their own language. And the thing about coaches is that we all love talking coachy stuff. You know, we really committed to the process. We know the process works. It's a superpower. It's transformational. And so we can get very excited about talking about goal setting, removing limiting beliefs, holding space, thinking partners, all of these words that really don't mean very much to an outsider, somebody from outside the coaching industry. When coaches start marketing their businesses, they talk coach speak. In the main, they talk coach speak. And so therefore, the only people that are interested in what they have to say is other coaches. Coaches find it really easy to sell coaching to other coaches because we already speak their language. And that's, I think, why there are so many coaches out there who appear to be working with other coaches. Now, one of the places that that falls down is when coaches are coaching people to create financially viable businesses. And the reason it falls down there is that you can't coach across a knowledge gap. If you can't coach a fully formed marketing strategy out of a head that doesn't have one in there. And so that's kind of where it all falls to bits. But anyway, I'm pleased that you now see that that we are not building a
thing. And it's interesting what you say about the way that coaches market. Because one of the things that I've done in the past week, 10 days or so, is go through my LinkedIn profile, which I'd actually paid a marketing expert quite a lot of money to help me put together. And I went back through it and I was like, right, let's strip all of that out. Let's just write it as though I was writing it for another human being. And it feels so much better.
And it, and instead of it being all about you, it's about what you can do for your client.
Yeah, and actually it was always about what I could do for my client, but it was using lots of words that my client probably wouldn't have used.
Yeah.
And there were words in there that jarred with me when it was first put together, but it was written by a marketing specialist, so obviously they must know best. And now I'm just like, I was about to swear, Sarah, sorry, but I was kind of like, you know, we're not doing that.
Yeah, go right ahead. We're not proud. That's really interesting, isn't it, that a marketing specialist kind of felt that you needed to talk in coach language. Anyway, we'll just leave that one there and we'll think about that one for the next 10 weeks. So your experience to date then, you said, okay, let's do this. What happened then from your perspective?
From my perspective, so I met with my mentor quite quickly, and we had a session on my ideal client, and actually I had quite a lot of clarity in my ideal client, finding it very difficult to give a title to the profession of my ideal client, but I can totally see the person, and I'm connected to a lot of people who fit that profile. So we did work on the ideal client, and then we quickly went into my keynote presentation, which, if people aren't aware of it, it's a tortuous process. where you create a 20-minute presentation that outlines how you would solve your ideal client's problem. So they should be sitting there going, oh my God, this is exactly the person that I need to work with. And the reason that it is a tortuous process, and I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking this, is getting it into 20 minutes.
Yes.
Because there is all of this stuff in my head that could go into it. Yeah. And it's trying to figure out, right, what actually does my client need to hear, or my potential client, my ideal client. So I've had a second session with Liz where I have presented that to her. And she gave me some great feedback, and I'm tweaking that at the moment. The conclusion that I came to at the end of delivering my KMP is I actually need two. So given that I want to work with corporate, that there are two levels to this. One is the KMP to the actual ideal client, to the person who has got the problem. And the other is to the HR director or the people director who's potentially looking for a coach for people in their organization.
Okay, that wouldn't be a separate KMP. That would just be a framework for a conversation or a framework
it's an
extra bit.
It's an extra bit. So that is the kind of space that we're in at the moment. And so the next phase, which we need to set up and will be in the next few weeks, is for me to present that KMP to a group of our mentors and get their collective feedback, which again is going to be so helpful and so powerful, because what it's doing is helping me to hone my message further and further and further, so that I've got something that's really effective to take out into the marketplace.
Absolutely. And the other thing about that KMP is that, yes, it's a 20-minute presentation. And once you've got it, you'll be able to expand it into a 40-minute presentation. That's quite easy. Growing it is easy. What you'll also be able to do, though, is you'll be able to pull out a 10-minute presentation and even a single sentence version of it, which we call a golden sentence, that basically says, I work with this kind of person to help them do this so that they can achieve or become.
What it has also allowed me to do is just to have a base resource. So I was answering a question in a Facebook group yesterday and I was like, oh, wait a minute, cut, paste. Because there was a paragraph in there that essentially answered the question that had come up.
Absolutely. And that is the whole point of your KMP. It's a marketing message. We could have you write it as a marketing message. We could have you write it as an essay. We could, but to do it as a keynote presentation means that if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can stand up on your back legs and deliver it as a presentation when the opportunity arises. Look for opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we looked at different ways of doing it, and that we think is the best way of achieving it. The stuff that you're not putting in, keep hold of it, because you can. It's like when you write an essay, isn't it? When you do degree and you write an essay, you end up with like all this material, and then you pull in the salient bits into your essay, but the rest of it is still learning and it's still relevant and it can still form part of your wider social media marketing message. General marketing message. But yeah, it's really cool.
I think one other thing just to add, which I find really useful. So I had a conversation last week with a corporate and had the opportunity to submit a proposal. Now, I am the queen of doing things for free. And so there was an element of that proposal that I was going to suggest that I did for free. And I had a really good reasoning behind it, but I needed to run it past someone. So Liz and I had a 10-minute conversation on Sunday where I said to her, this is what I'm thinking of doing, this is why I'm thinking of doing it, what do you reckon? And she was like, no, you're absolutely right, get paid for that bit, but that other bit is an amazing opportunity for you to get in front of people. So, you know, but just to have that sense check and to be able to say, does this make sense to you? It was so helpful to have that. And just to have, we didn't need a full 1-hour session, it was just pick up the phone and help.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I remember having those conversations with Liz when she was going through the mentoring program. I vividly remember her, she and I having a conversation, it's got to be 2 years ago, when she said, I don't know how to find out the budget that my clients got. And I said, ask them. And there was this silence and she went, it's really obvious, isn't it, when you say it like that?
Because
it's a sanity check, isn't it?
I had asked the question and they said, there isn't actually a budget. We're going to be pulling pots of money together. Anyway, that's by the by.
My point was really that whatever thing you're kind of getting stuck on and you just need a sanity check, there's somebody that you can sense check it. Cool. So your experience with the coaching diploma, how's that going?
I am loving it, right? So I'm a very structured person. And so I wasn't too sure about how this was going to work out. Because again, if people don't know, in the coaching diploma, there's a lot of online learning that you do at your own pace, and that I was absolutely fine with. Then there are weekly calls, which everybody, regardless of the stage of the course they're at, everybody joins this call. And you have to do, I think it's 22 of them over the course of the program.
Yeah.
23 to get your accredited hours. And so I wasn't entirely convinced. I wasn't sure how this was going to work, where you've got people of different levels of experience and at different points in the programme, but it's been amazing. Riley, who leads the course, is just, she's just brilliant. So she's got a wealth of experience, can respond to any questions that come up. And actually, I think the more fluid approach is massively helpful because it lets us as learners uncover what we need to uncover at each point in time. Mm.
One of the things that some of the alumni from the course have said is that as they progress through the course, it's very hard to see your own progress, isn't it? And they said, as new people were coming in, you realize just how far you'd come, just how much you could help them. And then in turn, when you think about that, that means just how much you were helped when you arrived. And I think there's very definitely a benefit to it not being a single entry cohort who all go through it together and then leave together. I think there's a lot of richness to this kind of fluid structure.
And also, I could be wrong, but I feel like it's making me learn faster. So I had coaching skills before I came in. One of the big learnings for me in the first few weeks about the ICF approach to coaching is around asking permission, and always asking permission before you take people onto the next thing that you're going to do. Just by witnessing that in other people and being coached in that way is something that I've now picked up quite quickly and quite easily, which I don't know if we'd all been sat down and been told you must ask permission, if we would have picked it up as fluidly as that.
One of the reasons that I think the class works so beautifully is that, as well as kind of a round robin, you know, how are you getting on, where are you in the course, have you got any questions about that, it's the opportunity to coach, to be coached, to listen to coaching, to listen to Rachel Wade, now Riley, coaching, so that you get this kind of 360 experience. I was very excited about it when we designed it.
And part of the online learning, at the end of every module, you've got the opportunity to listen in to a coaching experience. It's a 30-minute coaching call that people have had, and give your thoughts and feedback on it. That is so helpful. So helpful. You can pick up some amazing things, but you can also identify things where you go, actually, no, I don't think I would have done it that way.
They're not all polished. Exactly. That's what I was trying to think. Looking for the word. Brilliant. No, that's great. So what are you looking forward to most, looking for going forward?
For me, it's definitely going to be about having that accountability over the course of the next 8 or so calls that I have with Liz. Because I think that's going to be super important to keep me on track. I'm a worker. I can work hard, but I can also get myself down rabbit holes where I'm doing work that I enjoy, which might not necessarily be the right thing to be moving my business forward. So I'm looking forward to, you know, it's been a long time since I've had an employer who would tell me what to do, and actually having that mentorship relationship and that accountability, I think, is going to be very powerful.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, of course, is the difference between being busy, being productive, but most importantly, being effective.
We're all
really good at busy and productive, but if it isn't resulting in the outcome that you're looking for, it's not the thing to be doing, is it? Nicola, it's been absolutely delightful talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. And I am very excited for your sort of continuation in the mentoring program and the coaching diploma. And I am looking forward to watching you blossom.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. If you go to Facebook and search Coaching Republic, you can find our business building community, especially for coaches. See you there.